Material supplied by VMS may be used for internal review, analysis, or research only. Any editing, reproduction, publication, rebroadcasting, public showing, internet, or public display is forbidden and may violate copyright law.
The following takes place between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Right now. Right now. Get ready for Boston's number one morning man, Mr. Matt Siegel.
1, 2, 3.
Kiss 108.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We have a fascinating segment right now because this is a segment for people who want to be like Billy. You know what I mean, Lisa?
Okay.
They want to be like Billy. We have Josh Lesnick and Brian Harrington from I'm In.
Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning, Maddie. Good morning, Billy.
We'll explain what that is in a second. It's called I'm In, or it's a kind of mancation. Now, before we talk to these guys, I want to give you the background of how this segment became on the air. We have Billy's childhood friend, Dookie, in the studio. Good morning, Dookie.
Good morning, Matt.
That's right.
And we told the story before. I'll just briefly tell it. Bill called me up one time and said, hey, you know, I got my boat down there. I don't know. I think you're down the marina in Quincy at that time.
Yeah, this was a few summers ago, Marina Bay.
A couple of summers ago. And said, hey, why don't you come down and say hi in the boat, you know, right there, you know. So I said, okay. It was like a Saturday or Sunday, and I came down. And Bill's standing on the bow of the boat. I believe that's what it's called, the bow, the back.
That's the stern.
That's the stern? Where's the bow?
Cockpit. I was in the cockpit.
Yeah. The stern is the back?
Yeah. And well, it was probably six, seven summers ago, too, now that I think of it, because I had a pretty small boat then.
All right. So Bill comes out. Hey, how you doing? You know, and hey, buddy, what's going on? And he goes, hey, you want to go for a boat ride? Blah, 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 blah. And we're talking. And then out from underneath, you know, where you sleep. I don't know the terms. I don't know anything about it. The cabin?
The cabin.
Out from the cabin comes Billy's friend Dookie in his underwear.
I don't remember the underwear.
I think you may have kind of
attached the underwear. It was some kind of pajamas.
Dookie.
No, I don't wear them.
It was some kind of a sleeping.
Maybe, yeah.
Like a t-shirt, like a beater, and
like those Gap pajamas.
Yeah, exactly.
The flannel pajamas.
Clearly, with a drawstring. You had, right.
Okay.
And drawstring pants.
And I go, hey, Dookie, what's going on? He goes, oh, you know, I said, what are you doing? He said, oh, you know, Bill and I slept on the boat last night.
Yeah.
And so this is a world that I'm not familiar with. You know, I mean, right. I was more of the, you know, you go on vacation, you go with your wife or girlfriend.
Well, guys camp all the time.
And this is a new thing now, and it's a new thing with men who just want to be with other men, and they've left their wives for other men.
Well, and who's grittier than a hunter, and they sleep in pup tents together.
Right.
Okay.
But you're not gritty. See, you don't have the guy. He came out in silk shorts. You know what I mean? There was no grittiness to it. So we have Brian and Josh who have started an entire company based on the Billy Dookie experience. Right? I'm In.
Are you in?
Which means, you know, hey, who wants to go fishing? Who wants to go? And then someone raises their hand. Their logo is actually a hand being waved.
Okay.
Hey, I'm in.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow, that's
I'm in. Who wants to go? I'm in. The guys raise their hand, right?
So they do tours and stuff?
They do men who want to be with other men.
As well as women. Women who want to be with other women as well.
Well, they're called mancations, though.
True.
Yeah.
They had to put that in there.
Yeah.
That's for legal reasons. So for the two girls that call and complain, they send them off somewhere. All right, so how does this work? Say you're Bill. And you just haven't spent enough time with Dookie. But you know what? You've done the boat. You want to do something different.
Another adventure.
So they call you up, Josh. They say, you know, Dookie and I, we want to go somewhere. What do you got?
Well, it's an online website, imin.com. And Billy or Dookie would go and sort of opt to be the planner.
Mm-hmm.
Log in, create a group, invite a bunch of his friends or friend. Then you can sort of organize your itinerary, find information about places to go, talk to other guys who take these kind of trips to get information.
Now, we need to point out, this is not a gay thing, right? Because anybody I mentioned this to, they said, it's like gay vacation?
No, it's a mancation.
It's a mancation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not a gaycation. That's a different website.
We actually own out for the gay vacation.
Yeah. I'm out.
We will be launching that next spring.
Next spring. I'm in, and then I'm out.
You're in, you're out.
Yeah. So we've covered the market.
Yeah. I know, it's tough. It's tough.
So what we got now is Brokeback Mountain.
All right. So, Billy just knows he needs to be with Dookie and maybe a couple other fellas.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and guys, so where get do away. You point him? Yeah. Where do? You point him towards, you have like a different, Brian, you got different options, fishing,
absolutely.
Hunting, what do you got?
You can decide what the group wants to do. We give you a bunch of choices in terms of booking.
Well, what are you recommending for us?
Well, for you guys, here's what I think we ought to do. We've got a survey here that we want Billy to take, if that's possible.
Oh, a survey. They brought a survey. Yeah, I like people to come prepared for the segment.
You never warned me about the survey.
This is going to put to rest whether Billy belongs on a mancation or on a chick trip. If we have a couple minutes, I think we ought to take
this
survey.
Go ahead. Involved in this? Did Barbara set this up with the survey?
Let's do a few of them. I don't know. We have a ton of time. Give me a few of the questions.
We got a couple quick questions. Yeah. And these were developed by some of the leading scientific minds in Boston, Harvard, MIT.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Very subtle questions.
Jim and Barbara.
Right, so, the ideal number of people, Billy, on your big annual guys trip is A, just you, B, you and Dookie, or C, 8 to 24 drunken idiots.
I'm not into the big group things. I'm more into intimate time.
Aren't you feeling special, Dookie?
The alone thing is kind of cool sometimes too.
We've done a lot of research, and what we found is these guys' groups and girls' groups tend to name themselves. It's part of wanting to belong. Everyone wants to belong to something. So I'm going to throw you out three real names of groups.
This is real.
These are real. We didn't make these up, I promise. So what I'd like you to do is tell me which one of these groups you most affiliate with.
Okay.
A is Bitches and Stitches. B is Sully's Crew.
Yeah.
And C is the Banana Hammocks.
I gotta go, Banana Hammocks.
Of course you do.
I knew you were going there.
Of course you do.
Right, Duke?
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what we thought.
That's awesome.
Yeah, a banana daiquiri with a banana hammock.
Do you have a list of options? I mean, because this part of the country is not really fishing, hunting. I mean, obviously there are plenty of fishermen, hunters, but do you think more of the Midwest to South?
Yeah, I think there'll be regional differences. I think a lot of people from here are going to go to Vegas. I think a lot of people here are going to go down to Carolina and Florida and golf and that type of stuff for guys' trips.
Yeah.
You know, for girls' trips, they might do a New York City, they might do a Chicago, they might do a Florida or for a spa weekend, that type of stuff. But yeah, there'll definitely be regional differences for sure.
So now when the guys, and most of the guys have wives or girlfriends or something.
Well, right? These things usually start out of college and then evolve.
Right. So you're going on a mancation, say, look, we're just going to be us guys horsing around, and we'll be back in a few days. And the wife says, fine. So where are you going? Vegas. more hookers per square inch than anywhere on Earth. That's just amazing to me.
Yeah, it is amazing.
I need to sign up for one of these things. That Vegas trip is sounding good.
I'm telling you. Have you organized anything down to Lisa's uncle's place in Key West?
Yeah. Not for nothing.
This is a getaway, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Well, we think we might use Billy's boat as part of our
party cruiser.
Well, you got to be careful with the boat.
And again, I'm not into big crowds.
Billy's boat could be problematic. I mean, that's... what? I just got...
Any more questions on the survey?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, we got a few more.
When you get into your hotel room on your guy's trip, and you see it has a bathtub, which one of these things pops into your head? It would be nice to take a warm bath with candles and have a glass of white wine, or, wow, that's awesome, the hotel gave us a place for the tailgate keg.
I gotta go wine and candles. Yeah. I'm being honest.
That's what scares me.
I'm not a keg guy. You know?
All right. The last question we have.
I don't
here.
Think he should be involved.
Preferably a Pinot Grigio or a Sauvignon Blanc.
I gotta tell you something.
Yeah,
Brian.
Beer bloats me.
Brian and Josh, I don't think you want Bill in one of the mancations. You're gonna get a lot of complaints.
I'm seriously questioning whether Billy is capable.
There was a club. There was a health club here in Boston called the European Health Spa.
Sure.
That one was famous for, you know, who it attracted. But I didn't know. When I first moved to Boston, I joined, you know, to go to a gym. I didn't know, right? And they had like a jacuzzi there, and then you would see a snorkel coming by from guys underwater. And I go, whoa, I'm in the wrong club. But I mean, so I think that would be a problem. You don't want to put Billy on one of your mancations. He'd be there. I mean, imagine that guys come in from the golf course and there's Bill in the tub with flowers floating.
Yeah. But I got to be honest with you. I think Dookie would go with the same thing, the wine and the candles.
Absolutely. we do it all the time.
God almighty. He doesn't even resist. Have you noticed that?
I'm just being honest.
All right, look, we're out of time. All right, look, now I'm in. There's no apostrophe, right? So people get this.
IMIN.com.
That's right. IMIN. So it looks like some kind of a Muslim word of some kind. It's I'm in, is how you pronounce it. But it's IMIN.
That's correct.
.com.
That's it.
Go
that's
there.
It. Launches November 1st. Go there now, register, and we'll get you something special when we launch.
I'm in.
So, yeah.
You're in? You in?
I'm in. Billy's in. That's the key thing. Thank you, fellas. Dookie, good to see you again, buddy. Yeah. I'm in.com. That's
it. Absolutely.
We'll take a short break and we'll be back. It's the Maddie Show at KISS.